From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin met today with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and agreed to work toward restoring full relations with Turkey. Following a meeting in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin said rebuilding trade relations will take time. Mr. Erdogan said the two countries will restore their yearly bilateral target of trade of $100 billion and will speed up the resumption of charter flights from Russia to Turkey. The Turkish leader also said he is ready to build a natural gas pipeline with Russia and negotiate an agreement to construct Turkey's first nuclear power plant. The two leaders agreed to meet later to seek common ground on over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. The United Nations warned Tuesday that millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity and called for a halt to the fighting so the broken systems can be immediately repaired and humanitarian aid delivered. Communities in both East and West Aleppo have borne the brunt of the conflict between the Syrian government and rebel forces during the past few weeks. Meanwhile, the Syrian government has reportedly sent several thousand reinforcements to mount a counterattack south of Aleppo in a bid to recapture territory taken by rebel factions in recent days. Day four of the Olympic Games in Rio featured popular sports like gymnastics and swimming. High-profile U.S. swimmers Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky were set to compete. The U.S. women's gymnastics team tried to continue its dominance in the finals of the all-round competition. This is VOA News.